We're starting a new semester of our class on Jewish history. We had started from creation, and you guys are welcome to catch up online. We're up to the year 2371. We had learned about the Jews who initiated war with the Egyptians and killed many Egyptians. We had learned the whole story about how that caused for the Egyptian mistrust of the Jewish people, which ultimately led to the Jewish enslavement in Egypt. And then we learned about how Moshe was brought up in Pharaoh's palace in the year 2386. Moshe is 18 years old and he wants to go out and see his parents. He misses his parents. And as he's out there, he sees the Egyptian beating the Jew. And he kills the Egyptian. He quotes over here from Kabbalistic works that the Egyptian was the soul of Cain and Moshe was the soul of Hevel. And so here you have, so to speak, the flip side of it. And initially, the soul of Cain killed the soul of Hevel, and here, the soul of Hevel killed the soul of Cain. We come back. Paro hears that Moshe killed an Egyptian policeman, and so Paro wants to kill Moshe, and an angel comes and takes Moshe out of Egypt and lands him 40 days journey outside Egypt. Now we progress a year. The year is 2387. We are taught that the prophet Achiyah HaShiloni, who will accompany the Jewish people all the way through the period of King Solomon's reign, and then in King Solomon's son, in Rehavam's reign, Achiyah HaShiloni is the one who will anoint Yerovam ben Nevat, who has the breakaway nation, 10 northern tribes. Achiyah HaShiloni is the prophet that instructs him to do that. So Achiyah HaShiloni was a Levite. Later on, I guess he lived in Shiloh, so when we entered the land of Israel, he got the name Achiyah HaShiloni. And he saw Amram. Achiyah HaShiloni, we have different opinions about how old he was when we left Egypt. Could be he was 5 years old when Amram passed away. And then he was 61 years old when we left Egypt. Others say he was a year older than that. So Achiyah is going to live more than 500 years. We have a few people in Tanakh who lived a very long life, like Og, the king of Bashan, who served Avram in his youth and then later on developed the whole kingdom. Pharaoh, who was the king of Egypt and later on goes on to be king of Nineveh. So we have some people who live very long lives. Achiyah HaShiloni is not the top student in Egypt. So even though he sees Moshe and he sees Amram, he will only become the top Jewish sage after Moshe and after Yoshua and after Pinchas and after Kalev. Throughout the period of Judges, he must have been learned, but he wasn't the top rabbi. It's only after the period of Judges, where we have Shmuel, the final judge, Achiyah HaShiloni will learn from Shmuel, and then he will become the top rabbi after Shmuel passes away in the period of David, David HaMelech. So there was a great war during this time. Moshe is running away from Egypt. The year is 2387. Yeah, we're going to leave Egypt in the year 2448. So in the year 2387, there was a big war between African tribes. The tribe of Cush and the tribes of the East, the Arameans, and The Arameans had initially paid taxes to the people of Cush, and now they decided they're revolting. So the king, Kukianus, went with a huge army, and he went to take control of the Arameans. And he left his advisor, Bilam ben Beor, to take control of the city. He told him, "You run the city while I'm away." Now what Bilam did was, he decided that he's rebelling against the king. So while Kukianus is out fighting the Arameans, Bilam takes over the city of Cush and the people accept him as king. And when Kukianus finishes his battle with Arameans, he comes home, and as he approaches the city, the gates are locked, and they don't let the king back in. And Moshe is on his run away from the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he meets up with Kukianus. And now Kukianus is going to ask him, what do we do? How do we get, how do we fight Bilam? And Moshe is going to be there to help Kukianus figure out how to take on Bilam. We'll advance for a minute. 5 years later, the year is 2392. Our sages say that in this year, Amram passed away. So Moshe had left the palace to meet his parents. Now, while Moshe is on the run, his father passes away. Moshe was about 24 years old when his father passed away. And he is in Kukianus' camp for 9 years. For 9 years, they're laying siege on the city, and Bilam has a way of sustaining the city for 9 years. He brings a medrash that says that the city sided with Kukianus. There are other sources that say that the city was hostage to Bilam, that the city, the people's wives and children were hostage under Bilam. So they couldn't figure out how to break into the city. Everyone liked Moshe. He became buddy-buddy with the king and all his officers. They saw in Moshe a brave warrior, because he was very tall, he was very powerful. He had good looks. And Kukianus takes him on as an advisor. 9 years pass. He's quoting one version of the story. Years ago, we learned a different version of this medrash. And Kukianus dies outside the city. And everyone agrees that they're going to appoint Moshe as king. And they tell him, we will let you marry Kukianus' wife. When we capture that city, we will let you have his wife as your queen. He does not tell us the details of how Moshe captured the city. There's another medrash that discusses that different sides of the city had different types of fortification while they were away at war. Bilam set it up. Now, one of the sides, he had poisonous snakes that no one could deal with. Maybe they were crocodiles. And that medrash quotes that Moshe told them which eggs to go and catch, and they all fetched many of these eggs. They were able to set them up somewhere which lured all the snakes away from the city, or crocodiles, whatever it was, and then they were able to attack the city from that side, and Bilam and his sons and his eight brothers all ran away to Egypt, to Pharaoh. So Moshe's king in the city, and now they're going to want him to marry this non-Jewish woman, the queen of Kukianus. Now this very year, the year 2392, when Amram passes away, Yoshua is born. We reach the year 2395. Pharaoh's been king 55 years. We've been in Egypt 157 years. And Moshe is appointed king in Cush. He's 27 years old. He's going to be king in Cush for 40 years. They give him the crown, and they give him the woman, Kukianus' queen, as wife. But for all the years, he would never look at her, and he would never be intimate with her. And he helped them conquer all their enemies. So other Midrashim quote that that's how he was demoted. Because eventually Kukianus' wife went to the elders of Cush and said, you can't expect me to be married to this king. He's not living with me like normal human beings. He's not willing to touch me. And Moshe said, I can't, because he knew he was Jewish. He hasn't yet met Tzipora. It's a good question. We'll get there. It's a very good question. In the year 2395, there was a huge earthquake in Babylon. We advance 6 years later. Some say that that's when Joshua was born. We said, according to one opinion, he was born in the year 2392. According to other opinions, he was born in the year 2406. We'll advance a little bit. Kalev ben Yefuneh is born. And He marries Miriam, Moshe's sister. Now Miriam is over 40 years older than him. She's an old woman. He will also marry Batya. Yocheved, you remember Moshe's mother? She was a very old lady, right? So after her husband Amram passes away, she remarries. She marries Elitzafan ben Parnach. And then she has two amazing prophets, Eldad Umedad. Remember the two who prophesied Moshe is going to be king, Moshe is going to die, and Joshua will lead us into Israel. So they were actually his stepbrothers. Because Amram passed away. Now, other midrashim say that when Amram divorced Yocheved, you remember when Pharaoh made the decree that all the boys will be thrown into the Nile, so Amram divorced Yocheved. So other opinions say that that's when Elitzafan ben Parnach married her and had children from her. So by Jewish law, the Torah says if a man divorces a woman and she marries someone else, he may never remarry her. The Torah doesn't permit this, but this was before the Torah was given. So then afterwards, when Amram changed his mind, Elitzafan ben Parnach divorced her and Amram remarried her. So at any rate, Eldad is what the one we encounter in Torah, Elidad ben Kislon, and Medad is the one we encounter, it's called Kimuel ben Shiftan, and they were among the Nesiim, the leaders of the tribes, and they entered the land of Israel. Now, it seems that Yocheved merited to be buried next to Tveria. I don't know how they brought her body to Israel, as was Tzipora, Moshe's wife, and Elisheva bat Aminadav, and Miriam. All four of them were buried right near Tveria. So we advance to the year 2004-11. Moshe has been king in Cush for 16 years. In Edom, we have a king named Shaul, and he passes away. And then we have a new king, Baal Hanan ben Achbor. He's going to be king for 38 years. The Moabites will rebel against the Edomites, and in that time, the great king of Africa, Angias, passes away, and his son, Azdrubal, takes the throne. And we're up to the year 2004-17, and we'll pick up here with the wars that are about to ensue in Egypt, as the Jews will lead a revolt against the Egyptian Empire, the story that takes place long before the Jews actually leave Egypt. Next time, we'll learn about the Jewish revolt that preceded the Exodus.